Hi.
I'm having a major issue with your favorite client, Maxine Gorell.
What now?
So she's home. We have a caregiver there. She was there all night, all day and night yesterday, all day today, and Maxine is just not going to be able to stay home on her own. We spoke to the service coordinator. She was in agreement. We called the EMTs to bring her back to the hospital, and she refused to go, so they wouldn't take her. We don't know what to do at this point. She refuses to wear a diaper. She refuses.
I told them not to take her.
I know it. But, I mean,
if she's refusing to be serviced, that we have
Yeah, she's refusing to wear a – she's not refusing the services. Like, she wants someone there, but she wants someone – like, she's not supposed to be a two-person assist or a total care,
oh,
you know?
Oh, you can't transfer her. She's a bariatric.
What do you
that
mean?
She's too big.
Oh, I don't know. No, but the fact is that she's supposed to – she refuses to use a bedpan or a diaper. The caregiver said that she's actually – changed her bedding like 8 times in the 2 days she's been there, and she's got mental health issues. She's like saying crazy things. She doesn't know what to do. She's afraid that she's going
to
end up hurt.
What we need to do is we need to mail. We're not able to discharge on the spot without a reason.
Right.
Right. She's not refusing all care, just some care. So what we need to do is we need to give notice, 10-day notice. It's supposed to be written.
Okay.
So we could do verbal and then mail out that we're not going to be able to service her.
Just tell the patient or the service coordinator?
Both.
Okay.
And we could mail out a letter that says that we're going to be ending services in 10 days. We don't really have to give a reason, but we could say we don't have to give a reason. We've decided to... And your services effective 10 days from now.
But, I mean, what do we do in this situation? Like, even the social worker at the hospital said that they can't keep her there, even though they believe that she should be in a nursing facility.
If a person wants to die at home alone, that's their right.
All right.
You understand?
I just feel bad.
I feel bad, too, but she's refusing proper care, and she's not able to be cared for at home.
All right. All righty, then. I'll let her know. Thank you.
Very good.